We will go to New York to advocate for a full unconditional implementation of the peace agreement. We will be going to New York to mobilize the region, the continent, African continent, and the international community to support the full implementation of the agreement. And we will be going there to engage both the government and IO so that all these reservations are dropped and we single-mindedly focus on full implementation of the agreement, because this agreement provides a roadmap for us to achieve a transition to peace and democracy and handing over power back to the people to elect their government at the end of the transitional period, having agreed on through consensus and through participation of all South Sudanese as equal stakeholders in adapting and building a democratic system which will put this power fully in the hands of our people that will be electing their government periodically in free and fair elections in an environment of peace and stability.
Yes. Pagan, are you quite disappointed that the president will not be going himself to meet you and the other group that will be talking about South Sudan?
Michael Mukwege is saying that the president is not going because the president is being treated like a schoolboy by the UN. I really cannot understand what is that position. The president, as the head of the state, is part of his duties to attend these meetings. These are meetings, regular meetings of the United Nations, which is being attended by heads of the state, and it is part of their responsibilities. So for the president not to go, it is abdicating his responsibilities for the people of South Sudan. And he's the president precisely to do that, to join his colleagues and to pursue the interests of South Sudan in the community of nations. And I'm disappointed that the president is not going.